Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level 3. This is Sports Ridge. I am Gable Morenci. Countdown to kickoff is on. And what did I tell you guys last week? Time goes by fast, right? I said, it feels like, it's 14 days and all this, but it'll really blaze by. And here we are right now. We're now 6 days away from the Super Bowl. So we're talking about some of our picks and props. We're not going to go, basically, look, if I like something, I'm going to play it. If I like something, I'm going to play it. I do have somewhat of an attack plan of rolling the dice with some plus money props, knowing that I'm not going to hit them all, but I don't need to hit them all, right? So the team that scores first wins the game. 68% of the time, the team that scores first wins the Super Bowl. But it's plus 150 to the no. I'm going to roll the dice with the plus 150 to the no and just hope for the best that the team that scores first doesn't win. But it's one of those plays where you play it and, whatever happens, you're going to have a plus 150 coming back to you later in the game if that team doesn't win. And you could hit both sides. It might be it might cover a loss on the team that you had. I don't know why, but I feel as if though that Philadelphia is going to score first. And I think it's going to be Jalen Hurts. I think Philadelphia is going to score first. Look, Kansas City are the visiting team, the designated visiting team, right? So Kansas City are going to be the ones who are going to call the coin toss. Basically, I think either way, Kansas City is going to end up kicking off. If Kansas City win the coin toss, they're going to defer. All right, Andy Reid likes to defer. He likes to get the ball in the second half. He likes to, roll the dice with his defense first, thinking, if I can just get a stop and I can, get the advantage on these guys. So we know this. We saw this. They gave the ball to Joe Burrow last week, right? They kicked off. They won. He said, no, we're going to defer. You guys get the ball first. So, and I think Philadelphia will do the same thing. I think Philadelphia, so either way, I believe that Butker's going to be the one. I think Philadelphia are going to be the ones to get the ball first. I think Butker's going to kick off. Now, we were talking about the, will the kick be returned? This has been this was a popular one last year. Our boy Pat McAfee talked about it, and it exploded. It was really, really, really heavily bet. But it was a touchback last year in the Super Bowl. But 18 of the last 21 Super Bowls, the kickoff has been returned to start the game. Adrenaline rushing through the kicker. and, you know, the adrenaline doesn't help. Like, the ball skies a bit. It gets a little bit high. The kicker, the kickoff returner, wants to, like, start the Super Bowl off with a splash. This is his shot, right, to make history. And it's a different ball. Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Countdown to kickoff is on, but Kyrie Irving's got to go and, like, get in the news again, doesn't he? So Kyrie Irving has been traded from Brooklyn to Dallas. Kyrie Irving is an all-star. The last time that a player that was all-star that got traded in the same season was actually Carmelo Anthony in 2010 and 11. And all you need to know about Kyrie Irving, listen, he's a brilliant basketball player. He's a great player. And he's not really a bad teammate on the court either, right? Like, players, like, don't mind playing with him. He wants the ball and stuff, but he lets you shoot as well. Yet, obviously, it's his you know, it's his personality. And, you know, Kyrie Irving is the first player in NBA history to average 25 points, five rebounds, and five assists, and get traded in midseason. So hold on, I want to go back to something, actually. If you were tuning into the show last week, I know I was pretty upset about Pascal Siakam getting screwed. So Kyrie Irving's an all-star. He's scoring 25 points, 5 rebounds per game, and 5 assists per game. Pascal Siakam's not an all-star. He scores 25 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, and 6 assists per game. So you see what I'm saying? And Kyrie Irving thinks like he's a victim and he's been persecuted or something, right? It's like, bro, like, you know, like I talk about Siakam. Like, does this make sense? All right, so Kyrie Irving's an all-star. So Pascal Siakam scores the same amount of points as him, yet averages 3 more rebounds a game and averages 1 more assist per game. But Kyrie Irving's the all-star. Okay, all right. Dallas are going to be an explosive team to watch right now with Luka and with Kyrie. The question is, how are they going to coexist? Will they be able to coexist? Are they going to be able to make it work midseason like this?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yes. And who's going to play defense? One last time. So Kyrie's going to make his debut on Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but on Wednesday in Los Angeles against the Clippers, who a lot of people think might get Fred VanVleet, and I'm one of them. This is Sports Rage. Jason B. Takaford next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sunday, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe over at Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, SoCal in the house, and so is Jason B. Takafin, a three-time champion, the general manager of the A-Ball affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, Jason B. Takafin. Always a pleasure, my man. How you doing, Jason?
Gabe, I'm so pumped up. We got 2 weeks until pitchers and catchers report, or a few weeks rather, and then 4 weeks into the World Baseball Classic. So it's like still middle of winter. It's like minus 30 all up the East Coast, but it's baseball season soon.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, which I don't really understand why they kill the married baseball players, evidently, with the pitchers and catchers reporting on Valentine's Day. I don't know why they don't do it on the 15th. But yeah, it's like a week and a half now, basically a week and a half away from pitchers and catchers reporting. And, you know, people are excited about the World Baseball Classic. People are excited for baseball as football is winding down. Hope springs eternal and all that type of stuff. But there's a scandal that just won't go away. And there's a new book right now, Evan Drellich's new book, Winning Fixes Everything, has a lot of detailed information about the Houston Astros and Alex Cora and what was actually going on and just how open Cora actually was about it. And the quote is, when Cora arrived in Boston to manage the Red Sox in 2018, he would occasionally talk about the Astros sign-stealing from 2017. And even brag about it, especially in a late night setting after a couple of drinks. Unnamed source, when he started drinking, he would start talking, especially when they started drinking. He once told the team, we effing stole that World Series. While many teams were accused of illegally stealing signs during those years, Cora's acts were seen as particularly egregious. We know the Astros did. Steal signs, another member of the Red Sox told Drellich, because Alex Cora told us they did. He said that when they played the Dodgers, we already knew what everybody was throwing before we even got on base. We didn't even have to get on base. We were like, what the hell does that even mean? So I guess where I'm going with this is, why did everybody else pay a price? You know what I mean? AJ Finch got fired. Carlos Beltran got hired. We'll get to Beltran in a second, but Beltran got hired to be the manager of the Mets and never got to manage a game. Yet Cora has just sort of cruised along, drinking it up and laughing and basically boasting about stealing the World Series.
Yeah, Cora did get suspended for the year also. Then he came back. Like, him and AJ Hinch were essentially hired by their respective teams 10 minutes after their suspensions ended. Hinch by the Tigers, Cora by the Red Sox. It was very unsavory. And I agree with you in the sense that there really wasn't a punishment. It was almost like a vacation. They had to make amends. There's a lot of sympathy pieces. The Astros themselves were punished. They were only fined $5 million, and they lost their first and second round picks for 2020-2021. That did not necessarily hurt them, because in 2022, they won the World Series. This is a very interesting topic, because if the commissioner of baseball or the commissioner of any sport did not just report to the owners, and if they literally had a pie chart or if they reported to everyone, including fans, umpires, about the game, I think you would be able to say, okay, well, maybe Cora should have been a little bit more suspended a little bit more, or maybe we should have suspended them a little bit longer initially, or we should have taken our time with this to find out just how deep and brazen and unapologetic and how very naked their cheating was, and how they knew. Gabe, when I heard about this 5 years ago, I immediately thought of Spygate. It reeks of the same arrogance and the same type of, like, listen, everyone's doing it. Don't worry. It's an interpretation of the rules, if you remember what Belichick said. The punishment was very meek. The Patriots
were punished. But the difference is, Belichick isn't the type of guy to brag and boast about it, right? Right? No. So that's the whole thing. So Cora, after a few drinks, oh, yeah, and – you know, remember when they went to London and when they played the Yankees, he was talking about, oh, I should have known, I knew this and they knew that, ha, ha, ha. He's pretty open about all of this. But let me ask you, so how the hell would we believe right now that Cora isn't doing anything? Like, or does he think, well, I can't do anything? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to believe that Cora would just stop when this is his thing. I mean, he seems to be the ringleader of this.
Right. He would have, so like Belichick, and like you saw when Josh McDaniels went to the Broncos in 2008 or 2009, and they were caught, you know, sign stealing, and that they were caught, you know, setting up the cameras. And then I think in 2019, the Patriots were setting up stuff for one of their documentaries, and they were filming the Bengals sideline, and oh yeah, it was just for a documentary. Like, there would be no reason for him to stop. And I think also very similar to Belichick, Cora is challenging baseball to wipe away their championship, and to be able to say, no, you're not going to have an asterisk near there, and you're not going to give this story more legs, and you're not going to always have the second portion of the paragraph read to this, and you lied to fans, and then this always kind of be, you're sort of going in a cycle. Now, it works for football. Nobody particularly looks for football for integrity. Football is also a major powerhouse in live TV rights, so they know that the news networks who carry the NFL games aren't going to cover it that much because they don't want to lose the live TV rights. Baseball doesn't have that luxury. Baseball is the actual opposite. It has turned into a local TV sport. So people are going to come after baseball, and they're definitely going to come after someone who played for, let's say, a non-legacy team, the Astros, and now who's with the Red Sox.
Jason B. Takifit kicking with us. And I tell you, I think it was overblown, personally. I mean, how incompetent do you have to be other teams not to realize what was going on, right? They are responsible. They are responsible. And let's not pretend as well. Listen, you were in a game, you know. So let's not pretend that everybody else wasn't doing something. Did they take it to an extreme level? Yes. Were they better at it than other people? Yes. But, dude, it was no secret, right? I mean, if I always liked the story that, for the record, too, Hinch didn't like it, right? AJ Hinch wasn't part of it, really. He's the manager. What's he going to do? Half his team is doing this. So he didn't like it, and he always told him, we're going to get caught. You're going to get nailed. Like, and there was the story when they played the White Sox, and Buddy on the White Sox said, you think I don't have to know? And they destroyed all the evidence. There was a story about how they literally panicked, Jason,
right,
ran, like, into the tunnels type thing and started, like, smashing TVs, get this stuff out of here. There was a blow up in the clubhouse after. Like, some guys were like, we effing told you, man, we're going to get nailed for this, and I'm not even doing it, and this makes us all look bad. Yet nothing came of it. The White Sox didn't say anything. It was just all talk. But, like, you got to believe the other teams knew, right?
You don't want to be a snitch, and that's the problem, is you don't want to be. You saw what happened to Eric Mangini. You saw what happened.
Exactly.
So you don't. And it's sad. And listen, you see.
Well, then people also start looking into, well, what about our team, right? That's the old, remember like the Trevor Bauer stuff. I mean, pitchers hate him for coming out. But I remember, I think it was actually Cora, of all people, that complained about pitchers using too much stuff. And a Red Sox pitcher told him, bro, everyone's doing it. Don't complain about this because we're doing it.
Now, if you getting back to what you made a really interesting point that you were saying, how you mentioned Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran is probably the closest thing to a Hall of Famer while he was playing. He's not, you know, Pujols and Miguel Cabrera.
Well, it's just amazing, isn't it, Jason, that just, I know we're talking about this, the book comes out, and he just got hired by the Mets in the front office.
I know.
Like, this weekend.
The Yankees tried to sort of, we'll use the word sanitize him and kind of get him into the toes in the water first, kind of inching his way in by having him on the Yes Network last year. And he's very good, and Carlos Beltran's excellent. But imagine if you're a young Astros player and you have someone who is going to the Hall of Fame and you saw all the success that he has, and he is teaching you how to do this, right? Just like Bill Belichick, all these Super Bowl rings, he is teaching you how to do this. He is showing you how to, quote unquote, in air quotes, get an edge. And I think that another key factor we don't talk about now is that, very similar to Belichick and Brady and now Alex Cora, they know that they have the Boston media to insulate them. They know the Boston media is the toughest, they're the loudest, they're the most aggressive, and they know that they are going to be able to hide behind them, even though Cora wasn't a member of the Red Sox then, but he won a World Series in 2018. He's very well liked, took him back to the ALCS in 2021. For all intents and purposes, he seems like he's going to be the manager there for a very long time. They went after him very quickly after the suspension. He's still more or less very young, but it seems like he's going to have a nice little shield of the Boston media to protect him, and he's going to...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Dare either it's the national media or the baseball people to come after him, and the Boston media hits back, and they hit back very hard. They're very loud.
Pitchers and catchers report on Valentine's Day. Jason be back if they kick the word on Sunday, buddy. Sunday continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger match for Kraft continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Berenzi. Throw it down on SiriusXM channel 159. Shout out to everybody listening in Dallas, Fort Worth, 97.1. The Freak. Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us right now. We're talking baseball. We're about a week and a half away from pitchers and catchers reporting, yet the World Baseball Classic is what it's all about to set the stage for the upcoming season. And I think it's going to be great stuff. I mean, there's more excitement about this World Baseball Classic than there ever has been in the past, and I think they have an opportunity. The rosters are as stacked as they've ever been, and this is a great launching pad for the regular season, right? It just is. We get this. It's going to get people fired up for baseball. Hell, the Caribbean World Series is going on and all that stuff, man. There's baseball fever in the air right now. You can feel it.
Yeah, it feels – this is the fifth iteration of the World Baseball Classic. It feels like it's bigger. It feels like it means something this time, whether it's because the players are a little bit more in. Maybe it's because baseball countries have won in the past. Maybe it's because it hasn't happened since 2017. Obviously, with COVID, it pushed it back. There's all these different reasons, but it just –
it's taken a while to build it up as well, right? I mean, what was the first World Cup like in 1934 or whatever?
Right.
We don't know exactly.
That's always the comparison. And then you always – with baseball, it's – I know Jason Stark always has this idea. Maybe you play the semifinals and finals during the All-Star week, right? Like you literally have the tournament in spring training or you have it in March, and then you just have the last, you know, two semifinals. And
Why? People are always trying to fix things that aren't broken, Jason. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine the way it is now. The only thing I would do it now or I would do it right after the season, one or the other. But I don't have a problem with it. I think, you know, it's you got to play it at some point in time, right?
Yeah, there's never a right time to do it. Obviously, whenever you think about in-game tournaments, I know the NBA always talks about where they're going to do something like a best-on-best. The first thing I think of is Dominic Hasek at the 2006 Olympics. The Ottawa Senators worked so hard to build a team. He is playing for the Czech Republic, a.k.a. not the Ottawa Senators who paid them. He gets injured in the Olympics, and then they lose him for the rest of the year. And that was just awful. Like, that was just truly – you felt very bad for the Senators, and there's nothing they can do about it. And then you think, okay – should these players be going to the Olympics? And also, if you like the best on best, would you, you know, the conversation, would you rather your country win a medal or were your team win a medal, especially if you're
I've always been fascinated by this, because people in America and North America talk, you know, they consider themselves to be big patriots and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yet they place the leagues ahead of the nation, right? They do. Like, you know what I mean? There's not any thought process of at all. Should Mbappe play in the World Cup? I mean, he's making $400 million. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't. Of course he's going to play. And they're ruthless, dude. They played. That's what I'm saying. Look, they played. They were playing EPL soccer, bro. And like a week later, they were in the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
Like the soccer schedule is ruthless. But I've always found that fascinating. Like the Team Canada thing in hockey is a little bit different because nobody's ever really said no before. Everybody wants to do it. But nobody called LeBron James out for not playing for the U.S. It's like, no, you know what? I'm not going to do it this time. Right? Like in soccer, bro, like they would burn your house down. Like, I don't even want to say the things they would do to you if you were a star player. And Messi said, you know what? I don't know. I'm at the end of my career, and I'm just not into it. Like, yeah, let the young guys go. Like, it's unheard of. Yet, why do you think that is? Like, there to hear.
It feels like you said, the World Cup started in 1934 in soccer. There's a historical precedent. And also, it feels like in soccer, you are judged based on your World Cup and international prowess. What you do in your league doesn't feel...
Oh, you're right. Messi won a million times in the Spanish league and no one cared. I was like, he's never won. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just also, it's so hard to compare soccer. Soccer is comparable to water or rice.
No, I know, but I was just saying from a point of they even make more money, right? So it's not like, they're risking something. Some soccer players are making more money than anyone in America is playing North American sports. So I've always just been fascinated by that. And baseball, you see, it's different. Like, the Japanese are all in.
Yeah.
Like, Ohtani is, like, excited for this. The Dominican, I think they want to win this more than they want to win a World Series. Like, 100%. Yeah, Dominicans aren't playing around. Like,
Team Canada, I mean, Puerto Rico, Yadier Molina is their manager. Like, there's going to be an intensity that baseball lacks in the first 2 months of the season that we're going to see that is kind of unlike in years past that we're going to see. Maybe, it's, again, because it hasn't been there in 6 years or... You know, their teams have lost. They don't. Baseball is as diverse as ever in the clubhouse. Players do not want to go back and have a full season of, let's say, their Japanese teammate giving them the gears about winning the baseball classic for 3 years, their Cuban teammate, their Dominican teammate, their, you know, Canadian team. They don't want to have that. So I think that this year it feels a little bit bigger. This year it feels a little bit like there's something a little bit more at stake. And I love the fact that they're going to be in San Diego and Miami because those are great vacation spots. And they themselves are also their event cities, and they're going to be hosting events. And the atmosphere previously has been incredible for those events.
Shohei Ohtani, there's going to be a lot of talk about him. So it's Artie Moreno's not selling the team now after all. They're looking to, you know, they're looking to compete. They want to spend money. They want to get aggressive again. You know, the old unfinished business.
Sure.
So this is unique, though, for Ohtani. He's going to make one start in the Cactus League. And then he's going to leave and he's going to go to Japan because they're playing in Japan, right? So, like, the Asian bracket is actually in Asia. So, yeah. A very, very unique situation, is it? So, he's going to be a camp, he's going to go, and then he's going to come back when Japan qualifies and comes to North America after.
Yeah, he doesn't want to make any missteps. He's going into his walk year. He wants to say, we're happy with the Angels, saying hello to everybody there.
And for the record, Jason, sorry, I just want to say, too, and the Angels said... And no, they don't want to upset him. They said no restrictions. He could do whatever he wants in the World Baseball Classic. We're not telling him. We're not, you know, anything. Yeah.
It's a very, I always thought that when you have a bad team and you have a great player and they go to the Olympics, for example, the best on best, there's a massive risk because just as they're soaking in being with peers and they can be selling them on your team, they can be selling them on their team. And Ohtani's going to meet a lot of other star players. And he's going to be chatting with a lot of star players. They're going to be talking about how
it's
great.
A nightmare. He's going to be around everybody on every other team in the league.
it is going to be, and he has no reason to stay in California with the Angels. They are not very good. The taxes there are very bad. He literally carries the load there. He sees how much fun Bryce Harper had. He sees how much fun guys like Bregman, who he is much better than, had, Verlander, all these guys in the playoffs.
I think he likes the Angels. I think he likes the team. I think he likes the city. I just think he actually does hate to lose. He wants to win.
Well, then you have to look at yourself, and we just saw this in hockey. Like, you know, I'm in Vancouver, like with Bo Horvat. Like, why would he stay in Vancouver? Like, why would Ohtani stay with the Angels? Because
why wouldn't he sign with the Mets, the Dodgers?
But he can sign anywhere. He can sign with the Braves. He can do a one-year deal. He can do a two-year deal. He can do a 15-year deal. He can have something where it's 30 years of payment. It doesn't matter because
everyone. You think he'll get $500 million?
Yeah, he could. In total, he can get $500 million. The real dollars of that could be a little bit less if, and again, it trickles towards the end where it's like $2 million per year for the last, you know, 20 years of it. But he can get whatever he wants. And that's like, that's the kicker. Like when Alex Rodriguez signed his 10-year deal, he had an opt-out after 5 years. Manny Machado has an opt-out. Like the only people that don't necessarily have opt-outs were Tatis and Bryce Harper, and they obviously signed Bryce Harper's signing bonus seems to be on the back end, although now everyone's getting paid through 40. He's only getting paid through 39. Tatis gets to be a free agent again at 34. Ohtani can do whatever he wants. He has the power. If he wants to sign long-term, he can sign long-term. If he wants to sign a contract where it's like, listen, we're going to do, let's say, a 10-year, $450 million deal, but I'm going to have an out after 2 years and 4 years. I just want to make sure you're committed. I just want to make sure this feels right. And if it doesn't, I'm just going to walk away and that's okay. Full no trade, full no movement, full no everything. And he's calling the shots. There's never really been a player like him before in the modern era. And there's never really been a player like him before where he's going to be a free agent where Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer are making $43.5 million. Manny Machado is going to be a free agent also next year, most likely. He's probably going to break the bank the year after Juan Soto. There's going to be like this is a year after Carlos Correa signed three enormous contracts. There's a lot of money. And Ohtani is a very sought after, I hate the term asset, but a very sought after asset.
And Manny Machado, as you mentioned, can opt out after this year. And when you consider the how well he's played, he's going to do it because he can cash in and make more money. So if you're San Diego, like, wow. And I guess bringing Juan Soto in, they're not going to re-sign Machado, are they, Jason? Like, I would imagine he's going to opt out, and they're going to say, well, man, we're paying everybody else, so we're going to pay him more again, and is he going to regress? What's your prediction? Is Manny Machado leaving? He probably does.
I would say he does just because he won't be able to sign that big of a long-term agreement. He's going to be 31 years old. He is on pace to be a Hall of Famer. Third base is very deep with Hall of Fame caliber people. If Scott Rolen just got in, Manny Machado will get in, most likely. Look, it's hard to say with the Padres because they throw around money. They were rumored to give Judge or to offer Judge a ton of money. They were rumored to give Trey Turner a ton of money. They came and signed Xander Bogaerts out of nowhere. And they're kind of insulating themselves because they can lose Machado for nothing and they can lose Soto for nothing in 2 years, but they want to win a World Series. And there is something nice about that. Betting man, I would say that Machado leaves after 2024 just because he can. And I think he's going to try something different. And I think all power to him. Can't say now where he's going to go. Can't say now who's going to need a third baseman. The Mets will probably need a third baseman after the Correa thing didn't go very well. And Rafael Devers re-signed with the Red Sox. So he will have a ton of leverage. And I think that the conversation will be amicable also because Machado did a lot for the Padres. He's been a great player. He's been a great leader. And he probably should have won MVP last year or at the very least gotten a lot more consideration. Paul Goldschmidt won because he had a great year, but also, you know, a little bit of a lifetime achievement award because he had 2 second place finishes. But Machado's an excellent player. He'll be able to do what he wants. Betting man, I say he leaves.
Yeah, because, you know, for the record, guys, so it's 2023. The contract extends after the contract's done after the 2023 season, or he could leave. But if he stayed on, it would be 5 years at $150 million, and he could clearly get more than $30 million a year, and he knows this. So that's why we're just telling everybody. Doesn't mean he's not with San Diego, but from a contract standpoint, he is going to opt out because he's going to get paid more money than what's...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
On the table, but we got opted out because we're out of time. Jason B. Tack, it's always a pleasure, Jason.
Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
The Late Night Anger Match, but class, this is Sports Ridge. I don't know if you're aware of this, actually, Matthias, an Atlanta Falcon fan. The Atlanta Falcons. I think today is the anniversary, actually. It was on, like, on this date type one of those deals. On this date. Let me get it right, but I believe it is on this date that they blew. Yeah, 2017. On this date in 2017, Tom Brady and the Patriots came back from a 25-point deficit. 28-3 against the Atlanta Falcons. To win the game in overtime. Largest deficit overcome in Super Bowl history. It was the first and only overtime Super Bowl game as well. I wonder if we're going to get overtime this year, potentially. If you think the game is, who was it? Somebody actually predicted. It was Mick Aussie, actually. Well, shout out to our boy Mick. Mick Aussie on Game Time Decisions on Friday night actually did predict this game's going to go to overtime. And I remember I told him, I said, well, you know what? It's like plus 10. It was a weird number. It was like plus 1065. So in between 10, you know, in between 10 and 11 to 1. So sorry, Matthias, to bring this up. But yes, it was on this date in 2017.
Gabe, it is what it is, Gabe. It is what it is. I actually saw it on social media earlier today where they showed every single point in the, you know, every single touchdown in the comeback and, you know, the sequence, the fumble.
What, did you watch it?
It was nice to relive it. Oh, yeah, I watched it. You know, makes me sick to my stomach just a little bit. It is what it is. It's sports. It's bitter, but you know what? Hey, can't change the past, my friend, but we'll see what happens this year. But the Super Bowl should be fun.
That's crazy that you watch. I don't like watching things. Like, I would never watch, like, the Dodgers losing in the World Series over. like, hey, let me watch this Michigan-TCU game over again. It's like, nah, I know how it ended. You know what I mean? I know how it ended, so you want to relive the pain. But, yeah, on this date, 2017. And now it's crazy. So Tom Brady is now somewhat, I guess he's retired now. All right, so will this game go to overtime? You know what? I think it actually could. And I don't mind taking a stab, actually, at some plus money props. And as we stated earlier, knowing that they're not all going to hit, obviously. But the overtime one is intriguing. Let me get you the exact number. Like I said, it is pretty much what I said. It's like plus 1065, 11 to 1, 12 to 1, whatever, I guess, depending on the book. As will the game go to overtime? Plus 1025 right now. You could actually say no at 18 to 1. You know, there's a prop that we haven't talked about, actually, is will there be a safety? I got to tell you, man, San Francisco came pretty freaking close to getting Jalen Hurts once in the end zone. He barely got out. Will there be a safety? There was a run in the Super Bowl where there was, and the sports books were getting killed with it. You remember there was the safety scored on the first play of the game of a Super Bowl? That was the Seattle-Denver Super Bowl. They sailed the opening snap like over Peyton Manning's head, and it went into the end zone. So that's another one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, will the game go to overtime? All right, you're getting out at 10 to 1. Will there be a safety in the game? Let me find the odds here. But, I get frustrated when I do this. I get a headache. But it's time. There's no, you know what I mean? It's like an exam. We've got to get this done. I have been writing down. I've got a list. I've got some plays in. We talked about Jerick McKinnon, and normally I don't play these ones. I'm not a big fan of the put it this way, if I'm going to play a longest rush prop, usually I'll play it to the over. If I think a guy can pop one, right? I don't like really like betting the under in a rush prop like this. Because like I said, all it's just one run. You know what I mean? Boom. He pops one for 10 yards, you lose the bet. Simple as that. It could happen like right away. But I don't think McKinnon's going to touch the ball that much, actually. I know a lot of people are high on him, and I didn't fully agree with all of Babano's takes, but doesn't mean that he's not going to be right. Right? It's not my job. I'm not going to. So I should sort of stress that. Like a lot of people tune in and you hear like if a guest is going on and on about something, doesn't mean that I agree with it. But also, I don't want to be a jerk all the time and jump in and tell someone, I don't like your pick. It's not, you know what I mean? No, like that's why we bring the guests on to get different opinions. Different opinions. But I know the Babano seemed to be really high on McKinnon. And I think that he will catch some passes out of the backfield. But from a rushing perspective, I don't think he's gonna do much damage. And we've already bet it, actually. We did bet this under 9.5. So look, against Cincinnati, he had 4 rushing attempts, guys. Like, don't kid yourself as far as like how much he actually touches the ball. He had 4 rushing attempts in the Bengal game. He got 1 yard. His longest rush was 4 yards. He was targeted 4 times, and he did have 2 catches for 17 yards. The Jacksonville game, he got the ball 11 times, guys. He had 25 yards. Like, you'll notice a pattern here. So he averaged 0.3 yards per carry against Cincinnati, 2.3 yards per carry against Jacksonville. In the last regular season game, he got the ball twice out of the backfield, and he had 6 yards rushing. The game before that, he got the ball twice. He had 4 yards rushing. So you see why I like the long yard rush to the under 9? In the entire season, he's had a rush yard of over 9 yards. I'm not going to say 9 yards, but he beat this bet 4 times. And they played a lot of games. So that's including the 2 playoff games as well. He's pretty much played every game, actually, too. Like, his numbers are always the same. Like, he carries the ball a couple of times. He doesn't really do much. And he catches, you know, 2, 3, 4 balls out of the backfield. Pacheco is the one that has really, really started to take over as far as, like, the lead back with this football team right now. And so, as I stated with McKinnon, it's 12 of the last 14 games. Because he actually did it in the first game of the season. And he had an 18-yard rush in the first game of the season. He had a 30-yard rush in October. October the 10th, he had a 30-yard rush. Then he went all the way to December the 4th, he had a 14-yard rush. And then against Houston the week before Christmas, he had a 26-yarder. He carried the ball 10 times in that game. There's been like, so, you know, and he had a 26-yard run. There, basically, the only time he ever really gets a bunch of, like, touches and carries, guys, is if somebody gets hurt. Like, if something happens, you know what I mean? Somebody gets hurt, and then suddenly he's thrust into it. But he does catch more balls. So that was my point with Babano. So if you're playing McKinnon, I don't have a problem with playing him over receiving yards. I don't have a problem with that. I think he could catch some passes out of the backfield, but I don't expect him to do any damage running the football. So we've already put the play in. Like I said, it's 12-2 the last 14 games. Under 9.5, longest rush, Jerick McKinnon. Every play that I'm putting in, I have a pretty legitimate sound. You know, I'm not just like, you know, not just a hunch. We were talking about this is one as well. So it's time to start getting serious here. I can't repeat them a million times throughout the week. We're going to move on, and you know what I mean? But I will post them online and stuff. I'll do some videos. But the one yard touchdown, over under 1.5, longest touchdown in the Super Bowl. You'd think that, well, you know, the ball's got to be on the 1 yard line. It does. The ball needs to be on the 1 yard line. The thing is, pass interference puts the ball on the 1 yard line. That's why this hits as much as it does. So between the randomness of getting to the 1 yard line and getting stuffed and or a penalty in the end zone, which puts the ball on the 1 yard line, 6 of the last 7 Super Bowls, there's been a touchdown from the goal line, from the 1 yard line. 23 of the last 33. So it's not just sort of like, okay, it's, you know, 6 of the last, because some things, it's like, well, yeah, but, you know, 8 years before that, it only happened once or whatnot. No, this has been a pretty consistent score in the Super Bowl. 6 of the last 7 Super Bowls have had a touchdown from the 1 yard line, and 23 of the last 33, that's 23-10. It's minus 155. That is something also that we've played. So we play Jerick McKinnon, longest rush yard, under 9.5. We've played touchdown, under the 1.5. We're going to go with that. Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. That's more just sort of like the game prop. But as far as some of the, you know, some of the player props, I do think Travis Kelce, listen, that's his guy. Travis Kelce minus 125 to score a touchdown. He's got 15 touchdowns this year. He's got touchdowns in 8 of his last 9 playoff games, Travis Kelce. So I expect Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. I wouldn't be surprised if Travis Kelce scores 2 touchdowns in this game. Will either quarterback or any quarterback, will anybody throw for 400 or more yards in a game is plus 900. It's 9-1. I don't think that Jalen Hurts will do it. But if this game turns into a track meet, Mahomes can get there. As I stated, it's not a bet you go crazy on, but you put $100 on this, you know, you're getting $1,000 back. Right? The plus 900 plus the 100 that you staked, right? You're going to get $1,000 back. Or 50 for 500, that's not bad. You know, you put $50, your game turns into a track meet, and Mahomes throws for 400 or more yards, you're getting $500 back, or 100 for 1,000. I'm going to put $100 on this. I do believe it's going to be a higher scoring game. And I also believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to throw the football a lot more than they're going to run the ball. Philadelphia are hard to run on, number one. Number two, Kansas City, they lead the league in passing. Right? I mean, they have the number one passing offense in the National Football League. They're not just going to change what they do. the Late Night Anger Management Class. Countdown to kickoff. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are bust over, and everybody else in between. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One step closer, countdown to kickoff. We'll be throwing it down in Glendale starting on Tuesday. Game time decisions, Tuesday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to have, we're going to be jam-packed this week. Ton of guests. We're going to jam-pack all the shows, different, get as many different opinions and predictions as possible. So I told you about Jerick McKinnon. I told you about the shortest touchdown, over under 1.5. We'll get into the safety tomorrow. We'll go over the history of the safety in the Super Bowl. But shout out to our boy Degenerate Dean in the chat, who says he sees it at 11-1. 11-1 safety. Will there be a safety in the game? 11-1. That's not a bad number, actually. I was expecting, 7-8. They lowered it. If you guys remember, it was basically the Giants. Then the Giants were at a bunch of Super Bowls, and the Giants, there were safeties in the Giants game. There were safeties in the Bronco game. I think there were, this off the top of my head, like I said, it sort of randomly just popped in my head as we were talking about props before. And I was like, you know what? We didn't talk about the safety at all. And I think there was a safety in like 3 or 4 Super Bowls type thing. There was a couple of years in a row there was a safety. I remember it was like a big, like the book got panicked. The books were panicked years ago because people started betting it and it kept happening. And they kept losing big. And I don't know, it was that classic. Some people bet like the first score of the game will be a safety in that Seattle-Denver game and they cashed in large. Greg in Philadelphia. What's up, Greg? He's adamantly saying, he said this like 4 times. He keeps coming back to it. Both Kelce brothers are going to score a touchdown, he says. That's a bold prediction. All right, thanks to Matthias and all of our guests tonight. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.